We've got to be able to build a brand that's stronger than our weakest and stronger than our highest performer. What are the top 1% of salon owners who are running million-dollar businesses? What are they doing differently in 2026? So whether that's building treatment plans, programs, packages, memberships, we need to create future for our clients so they don't just come in for today, but they come in and they stay. Salon CEOs, welcome back to the Salon Owners Collective podcast. 2026 will separate the top 1% of salon owners from everybody else because the world has changed, and most importantly, client behavior has changed, and the economy has changed so much over the last 5 years, and now we're dealing with the change of attention. That's changed too, attention spans. So then the rules for salon growth have changed as well. 54% of salons will fail by the time we arrive at 2030, mostly because a lot of salon owners won't choose to adapt fast enough in this real-world, fast-changing environment that we're in. And so the 99% of owners will continue to run busy teams but stay broke, because the old model of doing business was just add more people to do more work. That's how you make more money, and that's outdated. Owners, the 99% who don't make it, will continue to work on the floor instead of leading their business. Because if you're on the floor, like, who's running and growing your business? That's a good question. You've got to ask yourself. The 99% will be operating their businesses without systems and processes, because if people are asking you every 5 minutes what to do, can I do, can I go to the toilet, can I have a day off, should I use this color, it means that you are the system and that's not scalable. The 99% will be pricing emotionally and not strategically, thinking about the 1% of clients that will complain when they put their prices up rather than the 99% of clients who want to follow your brand as it evolves and enjoy the client journey evolution, because they want to evolve too. The 99% will rely on word of mouth or just posting more on social media, thinking that what post should I do this week, rather than thinking about the brand experience, and how they're evolving the brand to become the local business that everybody's talking about. The 99% will take any client, any staff member, any booking, because the short-term fix, quality over a quantity over quality, over long-term quality, because any bum on the seat or any team member on the chair is better than none at all. The 99% will continue to survive each week instead of planning the year ahead. Because your New Year's resolutions, guys, it ain't going to save you this year, or any year for that matter, because we run out of our resolution by the 1st of February. And we need to do better. We need to do better and be better than that. Because what got you here to this moment in time won't get you the success that you've been waiting for in 2026, whether it's 27, or ensure that you're thriving by the time you get to 2030. And the 1% of salon owners that are rising to the top and are thriving currently, right now, at the moment, are already using new salon business models. And they're shifting how they think. They're shifting how they grow. They're shifting how they price. They're shifting how they hire, who they hire, how they lead, how they manage, how they do their marketing, brand building, and definitely how they scale the business. So let's explore, like, what are the top 1% of salon owners who are running million-dollar businesses? What are they doing differently in 2026? Well, the first thing that they're considering is that they're really intent on building a micro brand, not just providing a good service menu. So 5-star clients, the good clients, are choosing salons that feel premium, that are really clear that they are elevating their experience. Because in a world that is fast-paced online purchasing is taking over. It's unrelenting. And clients are looking for a real experience, a real connection, and a little bit of reprieve, because we shop online, we can get clip-in extensions online, we can put our nails on online. Do you know, we can do all of the things online, cheaper, better, faster, and more conveniently. And that perception is real. So for those that are going to rise to the top, they've got to create a reason and a premium experience on offer, a reason to come and a premium experience. And the top 1% of salon CEOs, they're positioning themselves as one of the top five, or the only five experiences that a woman or a man is choosing to invest their discretionary cash in on any given month. Like, we need to be good enough that we are an active, proactive choice in the mind of the client. And one way we want to do that is, how do we deliver our signature client experience? Whether it's a client service in particular, or it's part of the whole journey. But let's be real, every salon does balayage. They do facials, we do haircuts. Like, we all do the same services. So how do we stand out when a client is trying to choose which brand that they're going to go to when there's several in your local area? And that's typical for everybody. So in 2026, we need to think, how do we build the micro brand so we stand out and make the decision to come to your business like a no-brainer? It stands out. It's the business that everybody's talking about. And we can't get away with, hey, Jane, what are we doing today? Like, that's so 2003. But instead, we need to be talking about skin and hair over the lifetime of the client, especially the next 12 months. And what is that? How do we lock her into the long term, not just what are we doing today? So whether that's building treatment plans, programs, packages, memberships, we need to create future for our clients so they don't just come in for today, but they come in and they stay. Predictable revenue replaces unpredictable weeks by locking in longevity with our clients and having a predictable payment plan. And to be able to sell a payment plan, you have to have a really exciting, clear client journey in place. And that's what makes the top 1% of salon CEOs breathe easy. They don't have to worry about what's in their bank account when they're coming to payday. So the top 1% of salons are building lean and luxe teams. So if we're clear about building a brand, then we need to build a team. And not just any old team of any old body, a lean and luxe team. So I think the model of the future, and I know the model of the future, it is emerging already, is fewer people in the team, higher output. Like, this is not the time to be building a large team for large team's sake, but if we can build a community of people inside of our business that are more engaged and they get paid really well, that's better margins for the business. I call it lean and luxe because we need to build a lean team that we can afford to pay our people really well. And instead of having 12 people paid okay, what if we had 7 people paid amazingly and we still provide a luxurious premium experience for our clients? We need to claim back the margin in our business, which has been shrunk over the last 5 years. And the top 1% of salon CEOs who are building high-performing teams, not high-volume teams, like, they don't carry stylists and therapists that are doing just okay. They're not doing 2.5K, underperforming, not reaching their targets, have low retention, still gappy after 2 years working for you in the business, and they're wondering where their next pay rise is, but they actually haven't changed their performance at all over the last 12 months. And their columns are screaming out with white space. And all of your hard work building a brand, attracting all of those clients that come in, who are they going to? Your low performer with low retention who's got lots of white space. And we've just got it upside down and backwards. And instead, we want to develop and lead high-performing people. Now, it's hard to find high performers who come into their business, so we need to be able to get good players and turn them into excellent players. So we want to think about developing careers over the long term, not just a bunch of staff like a revolving door that come in and come out. Because people will always leave you when they run out of future. And so your goal as a high-performing, the top 1% CEO, is to build future. like lead your team through career pathways, motivate your team by allowing them or being able to see that in my future, I can earn 100K or more. Like they've got to have earning potential, because when we can't afford as an industry to pay our people well, we don't only lose people from our salons, but we lose people from our industry. It's because we can't pay well enough. And so instead of throwing them on the floor and then crossing your fingers and going, gee, I hope I managed to hire a good one, instead we need to have a talent development plan that coaches them to grow inside of your salon, like a clear pathway to develop the people, not just the payment plan and how much you're going to pay and remunerate them, not just having targets, because we need those too, but what is the personal development? What is the technical skill development? What is the soft commercial savvy skills? How do we develop that? And what are the customer care services? All of those things need to be developed. And so the top 1% of salon CEOs who enjoy high team retention have a proven career pathway that includes a talent development engine. And that doesn't mean necessarily a high volume of team members, but a high performance of team members. Because the difference, if you had 7 people doing $2,500 a week each versus 4 people doing $7,000 a week each, like actually the second option is a higher margin, higher revenue, higher profit, and higher pay for the team member, like is a better model overall. And the third thing we need to think about is how we lead like a salon CEO, like become a salon CEO. And for those salons and CEOs who are thriving and are behaving like the top 1% of the salons, they are not identifying themselves as a stylist or a therapist or an esthetician. They're not the manager in their business. They are the CEO, and they protect their CEO time and they plan it forward, make decisions based on strategy and numbers, because the numbers will always tell you what to do next in your business, not on emotion. They have rhythms to their week and their month and their year. They have meetings on a regular cadence. They have clarity about what's happening next, and they have structure. And they leverage their leadership, who they are as leaders, hold clear boundaries, empower individuals in their business, and then they support the system that helps scale the brand. And so we want to use systems and processes and technology, because technology is so exciting right now. Like the 1% of salon owners don't rely on memory or motivation and just fingers crossed that I hope it works and I hope she does good and I hope the campaign comes together and I hope my team perform. They build systems. Tech-supported systems, become systems-driven. I've said before, like systems and processes will set you free, and they'll set you free because they create consistency in areas of the business that you know will lead to success. So whether that's consultation system, a rebooking system, a sales and upgrade system, maybe a team onboarding system, a recruitment system, targets, KPIs, pay, remuneration system, a marketing system, do more of what works and less of what doesn't, no more throwing spaghetti at the wall and hope it works and just plan what I'm going to do tomorrow, like a system in place of stuff that works, and a leadership system. How do I lead my people? How do I lead strategy? And how do I lead myself? So the systems run the business, the people run the systems, and you lead the people. Sounds simple. Hey, it's me again. I just wanted to interrupt and jump in here quickly to say thanks for listening to the podcast. I really appreciate you being here. Just one question though, if you are listening to this episode and thinking, oh my God, this is me, but I'm just not sure what to do, well, don't worry, I've got some strategies for you. The Salon Mastery Program will help you develop and implement 100K team, 100K mindset, strategies and steps designed to help you lead your team to enjoy 100K careers and install the 100K mindset and motivation so you can help build that inside of your team. The systems, the processes to master the 100K day so you can build the $1 million salon. So I want to invite you to join me for a complimentary $1 million strategy call. We'll discuss your business, your role in the business. Let's see if I'm the right person to help you grow your business and your team. Together, we can reach the $1 million mark. All you need to do is click the apply now
button in the show notes of this very episode. You're welcome to book a time, a strategy call, we'll have a chat. All right, that's enough for me. Let's get back to the episode.
Technology, of course, then makes those systems stronger, simpler to create, easier to store. Systems make the people better because they have clarity, they have boundaries, and they know what's expected of them. And together, that's what makes a salon scalable. So my question to you is, are you operating like the top 1% of the industry and expecting the results of the top 1%? So are you operating at the level that you're expecting the performance of your business? Or are you operating like the rest of them, the 99%, and they're scratching their head and wondering, like, why am I not getting where I want to be? So here's a bit of a checklist, and I want you to have a mental checklist. Do you have a proven 2026 plan for revenue to go up, to ensure profitability, and a team plan? Do you have a plan for 2026? Do you have a plan to deliver a consistent signature client experience, something that's going to make you stand out from all of the other salons in your local area so clients know what to expect when they come and that you become not only the business that people are talking about, but the business that is in demand? Are you building, do you have, or are you building towards having more team members, high performers doing 5, 6, and 7K a week and less people doing 2, 2.5, or 3K a week? Do you have systems in place for the core parts of your business? We call these babies, like they're the things that, you know, the baby needs to be fed and changed regularly. So as a baby is a core part of the business that needs to happen just automatically all of the time. Not a project, not a one-off thing, but a baby. Do you have systems for the core parts of your business? Do you protect your CEO time? And whether that's time on a weekly basis, time on a monthly basis, time on a six-monthly basis, or on an annual basis for CEO time, white space to think strategically, create, solve problems, get creative. That's the fun stuff. And it's not fun if you have to do that in the 15-minute gaps between clients. Do you have a pricing plan that reflects profitability and is not driven out of fear, that actually creates margin enough to be able to pay your people really, really well without affecting your business margin, given that prices have gone up, rents have gone up, operational costs have gone up, expectations of team have gone up? Do you have a pricing system that is set for future success? Do you have targets, KPIs, and career pathways in your business? Are you marketing around your brand and not posting on social media about each individual team member? Because the problem is if you don't build a brand and you just highlight expertise and individuals in your business, then when that individual leaves, she takes her fully booked clientele with her because they're there for her, not for the brand. We've got to be able to build a brand that's stronger than our weakest and stronger than our highest performer. And do you know exactly what drivers in the business, the drivers are, there are 9 drivers in a business, and each one of them makes sure that the business grows. And it's a bit like I guess you could say a 9-legged stool. I think of a 3-legged stool, because one of them is, one pillar is build a brand, one pillar is grow a lean team, and the next pillar is become a salon CEO. And each of those pillars has 3 drivers. And so we want to know what those 9 drivers are and where our bottlenecks are. Because those bottlenecks, we need to overcome them. We need to install new systems and processes. We need to upgrade the systems and processes that we have. Or maybe we've got blind spots and we want to fill the gap in that blind spot. That's how we get consistent growth. And so if you think about that mental list, if you had just a few of those, like you think, yeah, I've got 1 or 2 of those kind of sorted, then maybe you're operating like the 99% zone, and you might be vulnerable in 2026. If you had about half, like you had some of those things, like I've got some of those things sorted, but not all of them, then, you know, you're slowly stepping towards the 1%. And now it's time to strengthen all of those 9 growth drivers and make sure you've got time to implement. new systems and processes into your business. But if you've got most of those or even all of those, like, you're ready to scale. This is your year, and you shouldn't scale until you've got infrastructure in place, because if you grow and scale and you don't have systems and processes in place, then that's when business gets messy. And it happens sometimes, we grow and we break, but ideally we put the infrastructure in place first, so when we grow, it forces us to grow. It actually makes us grow, but when we grow, it's smoother and we don't break and things don't get messy and we don't get overwhelmed easily. So if you really want to know what's holding you and your salon back for this pending year, 2026, then I've created a powerful, it's free, salon CEO scale training. It's called the $1 Million Salon Growth Plan. And it's about a 30-minute walkthrough. And it's going to show you what are the 5 stages of the salon growth stages and phases that a salon goes towards to get to the $1 Million mark. And it's really useful if you can work out, like, where are you in the growth journey right now? Because then that's going to tell you what you should and shouldn't be doing right now. Like, you don't want to be working on things that $1 Million businesses work on if you're only at 500K. You should be working on the 500K stuff so you can get to the million. And it will show you where most salons get stuck in 2026, like what's happening in the market and what do you need to think about. It also walks you through the 9 drivers that determine whether or not you're going to grow or stall, become the bottleneck and get stuck, or whether actually you're working on the right things at the right time. And I'm going to show you how to run the traffic light system. It's an assessment to find out, like, where is your weak spot in your business right now? And then we'll talk about the exact steps to make in 2026 so you can grow faster, easier, simpler, without overwhelm and without complication. So you will find the $1 Million Salon Growth Plan. I've got it in most places. It's on the website, salonownerscollective.com. It's in our profitable and successful Salon Owners Community Facebook group. I hang out there a lot if you want to come and hang out, but the training is there. It's about 30 minutes. It's on YouTube. There's a link in the Instagram bio to find it. Like, honestly, you can't miss it. I've put it everywhere. I've put it in all the places. And all you need to do is to get a pen, a cup of tea, maybe a glass of wine, find a nook, and just give yourself 30 minutes to do the walkthrough. And the best thing is that you can do for you and for your business this year is to kickstart your year with real clarity around where your business is now, what are the blind spots, what should you do next, what is the right next step for you given where you are in your business. So I encourage you to go ahead and do that. And I would love to know. It's so cool when I get to meet listeners of the podcast, and I would love to know what you learned from going through that workshop. What did you learn about your business? If you feel inspired, or if you want to, just send me a DM. I would love to know what you learned and what you picked up, what you need to focus on for the year, and what you found most useful. And otherwise, that is a wrap from me. Happy New Year, and until same time, same place next week on the podcast. Ciao for now.